And we're going to continue our conversation about attitudes of Muslims in America with perspectives from inside that community. Asra Nomani is the author of Standing Alone, An American Woman's Struggle for the Soul of Islam. She joins us from Morgantown, West Virginia. And Arsalan Iftikhar is the National Legal Director for the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE. He joins us from his office in Washington, D.C. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to focus first on the finding that 25% of young American Muslims say suicide bombings may be acceptable under some circumstances. Asra, does that conclusion surprise you?
You know what? It surprises me that the number isn't actually higher. And I say that because I know that I've been hearing an empathy, and I think that it resonates somewhat with me, and I'll tell you why. Is when I was a kid growing up in America and we played cowboys and Indians, I was always on the side of the Indians, even though they did all that horrible scalping and whatnot. Nowadays, the cowboys in the world, in the eyes of many people, are America. And for the youth, I think there is an empathy for those that are taking on the cowboys, no matter what their tactics.
Arsalan, what about you?
If you actually look at the body of the report, only 1% of the people polled said that suicide bombings are often justified. So similarly, if you polled 1,000 Americans about Martians running the White House, you'd probably get similar results.
But that's not what it says, Arsalan. The 1% applies to the entire population. This particular finding is about young people.
Right, but even in that demographic group, there was only 7% that said that it was often justified. People are not focusing on is the totality of the entire report, but unfortunately are looking just at this one statistic. And I think that it's also, you know, has a lot to do with the leading nature of the question and what most people or some people who might have responded in that matter might have been speaking in the context of, for example, the ongoing occupation in Iraq and things like that. So I think that there's a lot more to the statistic other than just boiling it down to this 1 in 4 figure.
The finding, the poll also found that Muslims in America are far less likely to be tolerant of violence than Muslims in other parts of the world, that they are also greatly concerned about the rise of Islamic extremism in other parts of the world. Do you accept those findings, Arsalan?
Absolutely. You know, obviously we as American Muslims are the most socioeconomically and politically empowered diaspora in the Western world. And for many people in the Muslim world, they look to American Muslims and the American Muslim community for that sort of political leadership. And I think that that's why you get a great deal more moral clarity on issues like that, because of the fact that we are able to freely practice our faith here in America. We are contributing citizens of the United States, and we are equal just like any other minority demographic group. And I think that if you look at the majority 57 Muslim nations on earth, you know, the vast majority of whom are ruled by despots and tyrants, you know, they don't have these same luxuries to speak freely on issues.
Asra?
Well, I find the reaction in our sort of organizational Muslim community to the survey as interesting as the survey itself, because in fact what you're noticing is that we're happy to talk about how well assimilated we are and how successful we've become in America, but the study reveals, in fact, a reality that I don't think we have to be afraid of, which is the fact that there is a certain level of empathy on the part of some Muslims for those that we consider the enemy, and we should really look at why that empathy is there. And we can actually, it doesn't have to be indicting of the Muslim community here in America, because the survey is just as prolific about the fact that Muslims in America are extremely concerned about Islamic extremism. But the fact that some Muslims may have an empathy for al-Qaeda or suicide bombings, I think, is a window into understanding the frustrations and sense of helplessness and hopelessness that many Muslims do feel about the way American foreign policy is expressing itself in the world.
Thanks, Asra. We're going to continue our conversation with Asra Nomani and Arsalan Iftikhar about American Muslims' view of U.S. foreign policy in just a moment. I'm Michelle Martin. The conversation continues on Tell Me More from NPR News.